the landlord hit his dancer on the road to after hours. And I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. But she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. These are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper. Go to the country. Build you a house. Plant a little garden. Eat a lot of peaches. Try to find Jesus on your own. Sat there at the table and I acted real naive, but I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie goo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your cheeks, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home. Plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try to find Jesus on your own. That place, I went just as I was leaving. I wish she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. There is a reason why. Blew up her TV, threw away our paper, went to the country, built us a home. We had a lot of children. Fed them on peaches. They all found Jesus on their own. But your flag, the cow won't get you, and the heaven ain't Well, I got my windshield so filled with flags I couldn't see. So I ran the car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said to me about me. Hey man, you don't have a flag pin in your knee. But your flag's gal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little ward. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag's gal won't get you into heaven anymore. How you doing? It's good to be in my second home. You come home late and you come home early. You come on big when you're feeling small. You come on straight and you come on curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. What in the world's come over you? And what in heaven's name have you done? Broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Yeah, they're running just to be on the run. I got a heart that burns with a fever. And I got a worried and a jealous man. How can a love that'll last forever? It left so far behind. What in the world's come over you? And what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Yeah, they're running just to be on the run. It's a mighty mean and a dreadful sorrow. It's cross the evil land today. How can you ask about tomorrow when we ain't got one word to say? When in the world heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Yeah, they're running just to be on the run. Yeah, they're running just to be on the run. Rhonda had a baby in 1951. The father was a stranger, a stranger was the son. Call that child James Lewis, call these rooms a home. Changing all them diapers, polish all that chrome. Come on, baby, spend the night with me. All around the schoolyard, playing all the games, running, laughing, back and forth, the kid with two first names. A stranger in the closet, life a diary. The bass is running faster, singing harmony. Come on, baby, spend the night with me. God bless this kitchen, said the knick-knack chef. Dinner's almost ready, go and wash yourself. Jimmy's growing up now, and Wanda's growing old. The days are growing shorter, the nights are long and cold. Spend the night with me.
Around, through my brain in a hurricane, the black of their eyes.
and the deputy from the mayor's funeral man aside. Stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Put my socks in a cedar box, just get them out of here. Venus de Milo could have Mars. Look out, I got your nose. Sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. Give my knees to the needy, or don't pull that stuff on me. Now hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to tell a lie. It's in my mouth, way down south, and kiss my ass goodbye. Now please don't marry me, down in the cold ground. I feel the heaven cutting me up, but pass me all around. To my brain is a hurricane, the fire. Times like these, when the temperatures freeze, I sit alone, looking at the world through a storm window. Down on the beach, the sandman sleeps. Time don't fly, it bounds and leaps. In the country band, the place for keeps, they play it so slow. Don't let your baby down. Don't let your baby down. Don't. The rags to the inside fights, watch the man just beating his head against the storm window. While miles away over hill and stream, a candle burns a witch's dreams. Silence is golden until it screams right through your mind. Dedicate this to my old buddy from Chicago, Steve Goodman. Yeah. Who has been gone a long time, but he's got a big hit this year with Go Cubs Go. Yeah. Seems like everybody's got a chance, you know? Thank you. can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories, they can't be bought. They can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Song that almost never got written. I was working on this record with a particularly stubborn record producer, and I thought the record was over with. And he said, "You know, you need to write one more song for this record." I said, "No, I don't." He said, "Yeah, you do." So I went over to the hotel and I thought, "Well, I'll fix him. I'll write the worst thing he's ever heard, and he'll agree with me that the record's over with." Anyhow, after I sang it a couple of hundred times, I started liking it. I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I'd go to town and drink, give the girls a pinch. I don't think they ever even noticed me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing. everything that they put on your dish. When we get up there, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. Job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees. They only gave me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. And we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. A fishing and whistle, whistle and fish. Everything that they put on your dish. When we get there, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. 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 Oh, Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. And we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. Whistle and go fishing in heaven. Whistle and go fishing in heaven. Last one was for the surfboard icon, Joe Nuzzo. I think Joe sold a surfboard to the Wright brothers. This is a song I wrote with an old buddy of mine from Bristol, England. He kind of talks like Cary Grant, but he doesn't look anything like Cary Grant. We wrote this at my kitchen table in Nashville, Tennessee. And, it doesn't hold that many people, but they said it. Anyway, we wrote this thing, and usually I write songs by myself, but every once in a while I write a song with a buddy of mine. But, you know, when I do, I can't help but wonder what they're thinking about looking at them across their table, you know. Because you're supposed to be coming out with one single idea. So I was just sitting there thinking, I wonder what he's thinking, you know. And I kind of waited. The song was about halfway done. I kind of had my wife in mind, and I was hoping that he didn't. Wild and precious thing. It don't grow on old magnolias, but only blossom in the spring. Know the glory of true love is it will last your whole life through. Never will go out of fashion. Always will look good on you. You can climb the highest mountain, touch the moon and stars above. But old faithful's just a banner compared to the glory of true love. Thank you. could have my lunch in London and my dinner in St. Paul. I got some friends in Albuquerque where the governor calls me good. You can give them all the goodwill for the glory of true love. You can climb the highest mountain, touch the moon and stars above. But oh, faithful Jews compared to the glory of true love. His anticipation of me opening the door, I weighed my apprehension as I never had before, and drove my concentration right through that hardwood floor. Disheveled appearance speaks volumes of shame. It's an embarrassing situation, but situation just the same. The way she walks on others and never takes the blame upsets my constitution beyond its immortal fame. Ooh. just getting back.
Just getting back.
Song that I gotta thank my old buddy Bonnie Raitt for getting this around the world. If I walked into a bar in Siberia and sat there long enough and there was a girl singer, I bet sooner or later she'd sing this. Thank you. another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning and thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. It's just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He wasn't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. In the kitchen, I can hear all the buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Thank you. sitting in the back of my memory, like a honeybee buzzing around a glass of sweet Chablis. The radio's on, windows rolled up, and my mind's rolled down. The headlights shining like silver moons rolling on the ground. We made love in every way love can be made. And we made time feel like time could never fade. But Friday night, we both made the guitar hum. Saturday made Sunday feel like it would never come. Gonna be a long Monday, sitting all alone on a mountain by a river that has no end. Gonna be a long Monday, stuck like a tick of a clock that's come unwound again. She lived in an aluminum house trailer, and she worked in a jukebox saloon, and she spent all the money that I gave her just to see the old man in the moon. I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and awake in the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the Great Compromise. Woo! Woo! Well, we go out on Saturday evenings to the driving on Route 41, and it was there that I first suspected that she was doing what she'd already done. She said, "Johnny, won't you get me some popcorn?" And she knew I had to walk pretty far. And as soon as as I glanced through the moonlight, she hopped into a foreign sports car. I used to sleep at the foot of Old Glory and wake in the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the Great Compromise. Well, you know, I could have beat up that fella, but it was her that had hopped into his car. And many times I fought to protect her, but this time she was going too far. And some folks, they called me a coward, because I left her at the drive-in that night. But I'd rather have names thrown at me than the fact for a thing that ain't right. And waking on the dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the Great Compromise. I'd wish I were dead. Sad. Unhappy. Unhappy, unhappy. You have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, dear Abby, you won't believe this, but my stomach makes noises whenever I kiss. My girlfriend tells me it's all in my head, but my stomach tells me to rap you instead. Sad. Noisemaker. Noisemaker, noisemaker. You have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listening up good. Stop wishing for bad luck, knocking on wood. It was this place in the song here where I ran out of ideas. So I had to do what every songwriter hates to do, and that was revert to the truth. The truth can be awful ugly, you know. So this here verse, this last one, is the only verse that's based on a true life adventure. I can't help it if it rhymes. Dear Abby, dear Abby, well, I never thought that me and my girlfriend would ever get caught. We were sitting in the back seat, just shooting the breeze, with her hair up in curlers and her pants dirty. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop a wishing for bad luck, knocking on wood. Maker at the American Can Company in Mayberry, Illinois. He didn't make a whole lot of money or get a whole lot of vacation, but he would put a little money aside and get his boys out of the city every once in a while, because he grew up in Kentucky, and we grew up in Chicago, west side of Chicago. That's about equal, you know. Anyhow, he'd save a little money up, and every once in a while he'd tell us he was going to take us on a long weekend. And he'd sit up the night before we'd leave. He'd sit up pretty late with a road map and a couple of quarts of Old Style. He'd draw a big circle on the map because he didn't want us to have to pass the same place twice. He'd always take the scenic route, you know, and our mother didn't think that he was the best driver in the whole world. We'd get on those two lanes, and eventually he'd have to pass somebody, and it seemed like every time it did, there was a big semi heading towards us. And our mother would say, my God, Bill, you're going to kill every one of us. Me and my brothers would look at each other in the back seat and go, that woman's never lied to us before. Here's a story of a man and his family and a big trip that they took. I heard all about it in a restaurant, and I read it in a history book. They rented a car at the Erie Canal, but the car didn't have no brake. Said, my tapai, my God, this car is gonna fall into the bottomless lake. Well, Mama turned to daddy with a pale face. Seth's done something horribly wrong. The wire's still running in the bathtub, and I think I left the kitchen light on. Then I heard a crash, and the car went splash. The compass rolled around and around. Oh, for heaven's sake, we fell in late, and I think we're all gonna drown. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. There was plenty of food in the back seat, and the windows was rolled up tight. So we all nibbled on a chicken leg and told stories way through the night. Pa told one that he told before, and the baby got a bellyache. Said Ma to Pa, my God, this car's falling down the bottomless lake. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. Well, Papa played the music on the radio, and Mama rocked the baby to sleep. He said he would have taken the other road, but he didn't think the lake was that deep. If the ferry'd been there at the end of the pier, we'd be halfway to Uncle Jake's. Instead of looking at fish out the window, I wish we'd hit the bottom of the bottomless lake. But we are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. When I wrote this song, I'd been writing story songs long enough that I knew if you write a story song, you better have a good ending too. If you can't come up with a good ending, then you better have a good moral to the story. Here's the moral to the story. So if you're ever going on a big trip, you better be careful out there. We'll start everything on your good foot and wear clean underwear. Take a long Bible in the backseat, read of David and of Solomon. Or if you make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. You make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweetheart again. That's right. Shrapnel in his name. But the more morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain, and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sandy Stone's Welcome Home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for a $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Played his last request while the room smelled just like beer, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but treat his house and borrow the GI Bill. For a flag draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Thank you. Taxi got here by now. She is my everything. freckles on when it rains. Her feet are so warm, they can melt the snow in the early spring. She is my everybody. She goes everywhere. From Copenhagen to making Asia, making that in Jackson Square. I'd like to drive a Cadillac, the color of her long black hair. We're from China, down to America, our memories on screen. If I get lost, you can always find her, standing right beside me, in the rain. She uses Ever-Ready. Batteries to keep her electrical appliances going steady. She could do 14 things at once and then a phone away. She is my everything.
thinking about you, I ain't gonna hurt nobody. I ain't gonna hurt no one. There's 300 men in the state of Tennessee. They're all waiting to die. They won't never be free. I ain't a hurtin' nobody. I ain't a hurtin' no one. $6,700,033 down, listen to the words of my song. At the beach in Indiana, I was 9 years old. I heard Little Richard singing Tutti Frutti from the top of a telephone pole. I wasn't hurting nobody. I wasn't hurting no one. Roosters laying chickens, and chickens laying eggs. Farm machinery's eating people's arms and legs. I ain't a hurtin' nobody. I ain't hurtin' no one. Perfectly crafted popular hit songs. Never used long ran. You think that waitress could get my order at the first time? Shucking that corn. That gal's been grinning since the day she was born. She ain't a hurt nobody. She ain't a hurt no one. I used to live in Chicago, where the cold wind blows. I delivered more junk mail than the junkyard could hold. I wasn't hurt nobody. I wasn't hurt no one. You can fool some of the people part of the jam in a rock and roll song. 50 million Elvis Presley fans can't be all wrong. I'm a walking down the street like Lucky LaRue. I got my hand in my pocket, baby. I'm thinking about you. I ain't a hurt nobody. Thank you. high school, I became interested in gymnastics. And I worked at it 7 days a week for 4 years. And half the time, my grades were so bad I couldn't compete. But when I could, I was all right, I was pretty good. My coach is here tonight, and his wife, Bill Rotzine, and BJ. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. I had a nickname just in the gymnastic world. Tippy Toes Prime. This for you, Coach. Talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we both sang. Someday I'm going to call up Rudy. Together at the factory, but what can I say if you ask what's new? Nothing much for you, nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, old rivers grow wilder every day. Oh, people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Hello. if you are walking down the streets of town and spot some hollow ancient eyes, well, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there. Thank you. Standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Whoa, wow, wow. Whoa, wow, wow. Many years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth, and she was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and each and every one of them sausages was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves up in Canada trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. Whatever came first. That night, she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Ah, baby, we gotta go now. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by a peaceful wife. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. The dogs were barking as the cars were parking. The loan sharks were sharking and the narcs were knocking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police had found two bodies in the woods. Dead, naked bodies. And their faces had been horribly disfigured by some kind of sharp object. Saw it on the news. On the 6 o'clock news. Black and white. You know what blood looks like in black and white? Shadows. Shadows. All the love we share. Between her and me, that is. Man, it was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie. Marie! We were standing. Standing by a peaceful wife. Standing by a peaceful wife. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Water. Just standing by peaceful water with my brown-eyed girl. Wake up, little Susie. We'll be right back.
Big J. Jason Wilbur. I'm John Fry. Thank you. Wondering how a man could send a child actor to visit in the land of the windshield factory. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy, running all up in his corduroy, headed down south toward Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. The airlines lost the elephant's trunk. The rodeo got the rabies and the scabies and the flu. They was low on morale, but they was high on. Hey, look, my, here comes the elephant boy. Unload up in his corduroy, headed down south toward Illinois, from the jungles of East St. Paul, from the jungles of East St. Paul, from the jungles of East St. Paul. Thank you. Let's get Josh Ritter out here to sing one with us. Welcome Josh Ritter back in the state. was a child, my family was trapped down in western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered, so many times that my memories are worn. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coach runs out anyway. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Acre Hill, where the air smell like snakes and we shoot with our pistol, but empty pop bottles was all that we killed. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where the paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's court train is the only lead away. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Peabody's coal train is on the way. Mr. Peabody's coal train is on the way. Mr. Peabody's coal train is on the way.
Thank you very much for coming out today. We appreciate it. Thanks to our special guest, Josh Ritter. On the acoustic bass and electric bass, from Worcester, Massachusetts, Dave Jakes. Jay Big Daddy Jakes. On the harmonica, mandolin, and electric guitar, from Bloomington, Indiana, Jason Shorty Wilbur. Take us home, Jason. Thank you. Jackson.